I was trying to sort out the enormous mess my dead brother Festus had left behind. He'd borrowed money from his legion's bank to buy a statue of Poseidon by Phidias. Unfortunately, on the way home, the ship carrying it sank. More unfortunately for me, the legionaries still wanted their money back. And so did Carus and Servia, the clients Festus had lined up to sell it to, for 500,000 sesterces. Yes, that's what I said, 500,000. Did I mention that the legionary who'd come to find the missing money, one Censorinus, had been brutally murdered, and I was in the frame for that, too? If Festus hadn't been dead, I might have killed him myself. The clue to the mystery seemed to lie in what Festus was doing on his last night in Rome, all those years ago. I needed to find the wall painter he got so cozy with that evening. I was looking for Varga. I tried his favourite bar, the Virgin, but no luck. Apparently he was on his way home via most of the other bars in Rome. It would be easier to find his apartment and wait for him there. So I did.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Marcus Studius Falcon.
Hey, Marcus. Want a drink?
He didn't seem upset to find a stranger in his room, as long as it gave him a drinking partner.
Let's shed some light on the situation.
He lit the lamp. This gave me the opportunity to admire his handiwork. A tragic centaur was rearing up over his bed, being gorily speared by an Amazon.
I'd like to meet your model.
The girl or the horse?
Oh, the horse. Marvellous fetlocks.
Anyway, I'd met the girl. She was the buxom brunette Festus had his eye on at the Circus Maximus. The one he'd dumped Marina for the night he left Rome.
What's her name?
The girl or the horse.
Drunks think they're so funny.
The girl.
Rubinia. She often sits for me.
I think she might have known my brother.
More than likely. She knows half the men in Rome. Now, how about that drink?
Thanks.
It was time to get down to business.
I've got a nephew who's apprenticed to a wall painter on the Campanian coast.
I've been there. What a dump.
Not the place to pick up rich clients.
No. No one wants to use you unless you're a Greek or a local. Snobs, a lot of them.
You in work at the moment?
Yeah. I've got a rape of the Sabine women to do. Very popular, that, at the moment.
Pays well, then.
Money means nothing to an artist. The subject happens to interest me.
You seem quite popular yourself.
I have a certain reputation. In Rome, anyway.
Seen one of your paintings before?
Oh, yeah? Where?
On the back wall of the Virgin.
Not my best work. Did it quickly to settle a debt.
Oh, I thought money meant nothing to artists.
No, but drink does. Want some more?
No, thanks. I've had enough.
Oh, Marcus. The night is young.
Don't keep calling me Marcus. It's Didius Falco to you.
If you want to keep it formal.
A name you might have heard before. I think you knew my brother. Didius Festus.
Oh, him. He wasn't much like you.
I know. But you and he were friends?
I wouldn't say that. We shared the odd flagon.
He was very keen to see you the night you left Rome.
Was he?
He was looking for you at the Virgin.
When was this?
Oh, a few years ago.
I can't remember who I met at the Virgin a few days ago. Is it important?
Might stop me being executed. The soldier called Censorinus has been murdered.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps because he was asking these sort of questions about Festus, too. I'm the chief suspect.
I'll look, but I can't help you.
Don't feel you have to lie to save Festus' reputation. The truth can't hurt him now.
I don't know anything.
Festus was looking for you, and I need to know why. So tell me, or I'll cut off your painting hand.
I've told you. I don't remember meeting him. And that's what I told the other soldier, too.
The other soldier? Censorinus?
No. He said his name was Laurentius.
Are you sure?
That's what he said.
Censorinus had a crony with him. I was pleased to hear it. They might have quarrelled. He could be another suspect.
Tell me about him. When did he come?
A while ago.
Well, weeks, months?
I don't know. About a month. 6 weeks, maybe.
Did he talk about Festus?
Oh, yeah.
He knew him?
Yeah. Said they were mates. Centurions in the same legion or something.
That sounded promising.
Did he mention the Hypericon?
The what?
It's a ship.
I don't think so.
Did he talk about Phidias? You've heard of him, I suppose. Fairly famous sculptor.
He was asking about a sculptor. The same one Festus was after.
What? Festus was looking for a sculptor too?
It's coming back to me now. That's who Festus was asking me about. Orontes.
And this soldier was looking for him, too.
Yeah.
So am I, now. Where can I find him?
I don't know.
Varga, remember what I said about your hand.
I don't. He disappeared from Rome years ago.
About the same time Festus was looking for him.
Yeah. I suppose that's why Festus was looking for me. He thought I might know where Orontes was.
And Festus knew you because...
We knew the same girls. He had a thing for models.
Of course. But there was still one mystery.
Why did he think you'd know where Orontes was?
He lodged here. That's his bed you're sitting on.
Weren't you worried about him?
He was a grown man. He could do what he liked.
Did he take his stuff with him?
No.
So what happened to it?
I sold it.
And you don't know what Festus wanted Orontes for?
I haven't a clue.
And you don't know where Laurentius is either?
Got it in one.
You don't know much, do you?
I told you I didn't. Fancy another drink?
I didn't. I fancied going home to bed. So I did. And found a surprise waiting for me in the bedroom.
What time do you call this?
Elena! You're supposed to be at Mars.
What use was I there?
Good point. Let me just get my boots off.
Not so fast. I've got something to tell you.
Well, won't it keep till the morning?
No, it won't. It might be important.
Can you tell me a bed?
Oh, you think you're getting to bed with me, smelling like that?
Oh.
Have you been to every bar in Rome?
Well, in a line of duty.
Well, while you've been enjoying yourself, I've been talking to Lenya.
Poor you.
Lenya ran the laundry on the ground floor of our block. She lay in wait there to nab the other tenants on their way upstairs to complain about her fiancé, Smaragdus.
Oh, I'm too tired to care what Smaragdus has done to her this time.
She was worried about you.
It was very sweet of her.
She'd heard you'd been arrested, so she asked me about it. I explained, and that's when she told me.
Told you what?
Festus came looking for you here that night.
It was last night in Rome, but he must have known
that you were with Marina, but I don't suppose he wanted to interrupt you.
No.
So he was going to wait for you here.
Why didn't Lenya tell me about it at the time?
She forgot. Me talking about it jogged her memory.
Why did he want to see me? Could she remember that?
He wouldn't tell her. Said it was confidential.
Well, that's helpful.
He needed your strong right arm.
Specific. What did he do when I didn't turn up?
Borrowed one of her wash tubs and disappeared.
One of her wash tubs. What on earth for?
He didn't say. But it was on her doorstep the next morning, covered in mud and cement.
Well,
that must be some sort of clue.
Yeah, probably, but I'm too tired to work out what. Can I at least lie down?
I suppose so.
Oh,
on top of the covers. Yeah.
Oh, that's better.
I've been talking to your sisters, too.
Did you have to? What old scandal about me they dragged up this time?
Well, I was asking them about your mother's knife, the one that turned up at Flora's.
Any luck?
No. None of them took it out of the house.
Oh, well. You win some, you lose some.
You found the wall painter, then?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
I'll tell you in the morning. Could you just pull that blanket over me?
You're going to be busy in the morning.
Am I?
Your father's taking you to see Carus and Servia.
Who?
Well, the art lovers who think you owe them $500,000 sesterces.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to look smart, so I've put a toga out.
That's nice.
Did you hear what I said? A toga. Marcus.
I did wear the toga. But I put my favourite indigo tunic under it. It was a foul morning. And a hat. That wasn't so much to keep the rain off as to shade my eyes from the light. I wasn't feeling too well. I went to see Petronius. He was sitting in the guardhouse, pretending to write reports.
Oh, look, boys. A hangover on legs.
Don't start.
You've been up all night, necking cheap drink in rough company. Again.
Well spotted, officer. I have a couple of leads, though.
Better than nothing.
You got anything?
Well, I've spoken to all the people who are in Flora's the night Censorinus died, but no one saw anyone with him or noticed anyone going up to his room.
So that's a dead end.
Looks like it. I've grilled Epimandos a couple of times as well.
Anything come of that?
No, but there's a shifty look in his eye I don't like. He's very jumpy.
He always is. I think he's a runaway slave.
Well, he's been there a few years. You'd think they'd have stopped looking for him by now.
Gives me the impression he's waiting for his past to catch up with him.
Mm. So's half of Rome.
Festus might have known what his secret was.
Yeah. Everyone was always pouring their hearts out to Festus.
Except you. Is it worth arresting Epimandus on suspicion?
I can't do that. I'd have to arrest you.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I've still got a man watching Flora's. I think that'll do.
You're probably right.
I don't think Epimandros would conceal anything if it could clear you.
There's no need to sound so surprised.
Well, he's very loyal to you. Any particular reason?
Not that I know of. Just taking a fancy to me. People do, you know.
Mm. Take your word for it. You haven't paid him to corroborate your story, then?
I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer.
Well, maybe it's Festus he's being loyal to.
Maybe.
He's really worried he was responsible for your brush with Marponius. I told him you were perfectly capable of getting yourself arrested on a false charge without any help from anyone.
It's times like these you find out who your friends are.
Yeah, exactly. So, these leads you promised me.
Well, I've got two new names to follow up.
Well, that's a start. Go on.
One's a sculptor called Orontes. He knew Festus.
And that doesn't narrow the field.
Festus was looking for him on his last night in Rome.
Any idea why?
No. He disappeared around the same time.
Thanks. Talk about a cold trail.
I'll follow that one up if you like. I specialise in lost causes.
And the other one?
A centurion called Laurentius, recently in Rome, asking the same questions as St. Serenus.
Well, that's more like it. It fits with something I got out of your mother.
Oh, yeah?
Well, apparently, St. Serenus did go out to see a friend a couple of times when he was staying at her place.
You didn't tell me that.
You have to ask the right questions. Leave it to the professionals, Falco.
Did the right questions help you find out who this friend was?
She didn't know. But this Laurentius sounds like a good candidate.
He does. A two-pronged attack.
Yeah, St. Serenus stays with your mum to harass the family.
Laurentius pursues other inquiries around Rome.
Yeah, and maybe outside it. There was a bill for an inn on the Campagna amongst St. Serenus's things.
Was there?
Well, you didn't spot it.
When would I have had the chance?
Petronius knew I'd searched St. Serenus's belongings, and I knew he knew. But he wasn't catching me that easily.
Looked like a bill for two.
Really?
Hay for two mules and more than one bed.
Maybe they fancied a bit of fresh air.
Maybe. Funny thing, it was an inn near your grandfather's.
Well, that is funny.
Yeah, maybe you should go and check it out.
But I'd be breaking the conditions of my bail.
Didn't stop you going to Ostia.
How do you know about that?
I have my sources.
Are you having me followed?
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Thanks for turning up this Laurentius guy. I'll make inquiries with the military authorities.
If he was just in Rome on leave, he wouldn't have to register officially.
If he was just here on an innocent holiday with St. Serenus, he should have come forward as soon as he heard about the murder.
He should.
Don't worry, I'll find him. My men can start checking the lodging houses.
He might try to leave the country.
Well, I'll post someone at Ostia.
Well, that seems to have covered everything.
Yeah. So what else are you doing this morning?
Well, my father is taking me to visit some art lovers.
Yeah, very posh. I thought there was a toga peeping out from under your cloak.
I'll give you my itinerary. Save you having to trail me.
Frees up a man for some real work. Not like you to spend so much time with Geminus.
He's paying me.
I thought it was filial devotion. What for?
Protection.
Well, from these art lovers. But that's a dangerous job. I've heard they can turn quite nasty.
They can if they think you owe them half a million.
Half a million? I take it back. No wonder he needs protecting.
It's worse than that. They don't think Pa owes them the money. They think I do.